Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As much as I want to preach on that gospel message, I've preached on it a lot, so we're going to forego it this year. We can talk at length about it another time. Give me a call or a text or send me an email and we can delve right into it and interpret and tear it apart. It'll be great. But for today, we are going to delve into 1 Thessalonians. In this reading from 1 Thessalonians, we are told, "Let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake. Let us put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing." Often, I believe that we want to run away from what we know to be right and loving, because so often what is right and loving is hard. And we have to take ownership and accountability for our part, whether good or bad, in whatever it is. But as Paul is writing this letter, he is aligning himself with the people, with this congregation in Thessalonica. Let us, is stated multiple times. Let us together do this. Let us stay away. Let us prepare for when Christ will come again. Let us together share this good and great news. Let us together share this message of love with our words and our actions. Let us live the way that Jesus taught. Let us together do all the things that draw us together and support one another to be better, more loving, kinder, caring, and respectful of one another, creation, and God. Not only does Paul in this letter inspire with the unity of this community, the idea of strength in numbers, but also in the imagery that this community of faith would have understood clearly. When Paul writes, "Let us put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ," the people of Thessalonica would have known exactly what he meant. They are people of the Roman Empire. This city, Thessalonica, was the capital city of Macedonia at the time. Everybody knows where Macedonia is, right? Okay, some of you are actually shaking your head. That's amazing. Sometimes I forget. It's northern Greece. All right, so the northern part of Greece is where Thessalonica was. Part of the Roman Empire and a capital city. They would have had Roman soldiers coming through in all of their regalia, breastplates, helmets, the whole shebang. These people would know what that armor is for. This community of Christian Jews would have been persecuted for their faith in Jesus, who is the Son of God, because that's against the Roman Empire. They would have had interactions with soldiers. Roman soldiers would have been a sight that they would have seen. So when Paul writes to say to put on a breastplate and a helmet, they not only would have known these terms, they would have been able to imagine it. And then they would have been inspired at the contrast found in the example of what the breastplate and helmet to be put on are made of. Protect ourselves with faith and love and the hope of salvation that come through Christ. Christ our Lord. A breastplate and helmet are for protection. Typically, we do not use them to strike another. Yes, I know, there's always outliers. Somebody, I'm sure, used their helmet to strike somebody else at some point. Or at least I remember my brothers taking all sorts of things when they were little to use as weapons, right? When they were playing cops and robbers. But typically in battle, right, the breastplate and the helmet are used for the person's own protection. These are worn to protect the wearer, to add a barrier, a layer to prevent injury. So when we wear and embrace the teachings of Jesus, God's faith and love and hope of salvation given through Jesus Christ, taught through the disciples and followers of Christ, we are strengthened and protected. We are given another layer of protection that helps us to live and thrive so that we can be vital in this world. We do not wear this faith, love, and hope to be wielded as weapons so we can judge and cause harm or hurt or pain for others. We wear it so we may be strengthened, so we can go out and love and care for others. Paul writes in verse 5:11, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up as indeed you are doing." When we are strengthened in our faith, renewed and rejuvenated by the community around us, the community of faith in which we reside, we are better able to follow this guide and call. We are to encourage one another. Together we lift up the gifts of God we see in one another. We identify and affirm where we see and experience God at work in others. When others act with faith, love, and hope, we celebrate with joy and acknowledge their faith, love, and hope that they have shared. No one will do this perfectly because none of us are perfect. But all of us together are able and called to the ministry of Christ's love. You are ministers. You are called by Christ to love and serve our neighbors. And we do this together each and every day in our many vocations. Through prayer life, through care, through simple loving of one another. All of us are called to share the love of God each day in so many different ways. As a community of faith, when we see the acts of love and kindness, we say thank you, or wow, or oh my goodness, that was so great. Or maybe we give a thumbs up. All right, I used to give high fives. Right now, that's kind of not allowed. I used to give hugs. Now I do the air hug. I send emojis. Jasmine knows what I'm talking about. All right, Sherry shook her head too. So, right? We find creative ways to send our love and support, to share our joy. But there are lots of ways to show our expressions of positive acclamation and support for the community of faith around us, the community of faith that we are a part, that has armed ourselves, put on the breastplate of hope and love, and a helmet of the hope of salvation of Christ. We can build one another up, and we do this by acknowledging the ways in which we see God at work in one another. This year has been a special kind of challenge, truly special. We have many people who are feeling down and distant. We have an opportunity to put on our breastplate of faith and love and a helmet of the salvation through Jesus Christ and to support one another with God's love. Let us together speak of what we together need to change with God's love and guidance. Let us together discuss how we can be better in our relationships with one another, with our neighbors, with creation, with our faith, and even with God. Let us together build up our faith and love found and strengthened through God's amazing love, God's perpetual presence. And may we use this to continue the ministry of God in this place, in these valleys, in our nation, and in this world. Amen.